Blog Talk Radio.
Himself. I am so proud of Kamani. Kamani, you go head on, brother. How's everyone doing? And how is the African family? Feeling stronger, I suppose. And how are the children? Getting even stronger. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. That's what Kamani wants you to do, is throw your hands up. Now, I have a solution behind that song. When you throw your hands up, it's not always that you're happy and excited. You're throwing your hands up because you surrender. And when you surrender, you're just giving it over and releasing it. It's not yours any longer. It belongs to the Most High. So remember that when you throw your hands up, you're surrendering. That doesn't mean you're going down for the count. That doesn't mean that you got the knockout and you're down for the count. It means you're throwing your hands up because you're surrendering it over, because this battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. So when you give it over to Him, He's fighting in the war with you, and there's more with you than against you. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, Brother Kamani is moving up the ladder spiritually. I'm so proud of him. He gave me the name of Empress after he appeared on my show. And when I heard his new song, I said, I have to throw this jam out there so we can play it all month for him to give him that advertisement. And Brother Kimani Emmanuel, I am proud of you and backing you 100%. Keep on believing, ladies and gentlemen, and throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. This is Friday, and you know how Omi do on Friday. I get a little bit excited, kind of excited today, but I also want to tell you I'm excited for a number of different reasons. I'm excited because we're getting more into our topic, and we're developing who we really are. You know, each one of us have to understand, you have to introduce yourself to yourself. Every day you're getting to know more and more about yourself and learning more about yourself and what your purpose is. Now, I talked to you many, many moons ago about your destiny, your reason for being here. What's your purpose? Why did you come here? What did you contract to do when you came here? And if you contracted to do something, are you on the money? Do you know what your destiny is? Now, I told you I was going to get more into character and more into being a spiritual practitioner, because that's what people want of me. They want to see my spiritual side, and I got to let it show. So on Fridays, it's going to be spiritual day. No matter what topic I'm teaching on, I'm going to focus in on putting my spiritual practitioner's hat on. Opening up the lines, first of all, I want to give that phone number out. Lock it in, little G. Go ahead and lock it in, because you're going to call in at 646-478-0270. I want you to call in now and be a participant, because today we're going to take the request for those of you who have a question that you want answered spiritually, and we're going to do a divination for you. Now, I want to talk on that, first of all. A lot of you don't know a lot about divination. It's what we call oracle reading and casting lot, so that we can look into the cosmic record and Oromola, who is at the right hand of God, who was there at your inception, and knows all about the contract that you wrote with God. That's right. We all wrote a contract, and we all said we wanted to come here, and we all asked God to make preparation for us to come here to fulfill our contract. My question is, what are you doing to fulfill your contract? Do you know your destiny? Would you like to know your destiny? Today, I'll be doing destiny readings for you, and these are done through two methods that I'm going to use. I'm going to use the numerology method, as well as I am going to use the Brazilian divination, and that's more on the African line. So if you'd like to call in to have your divination done, I'm going to first give you my year and read to you what my actual oracle reading came out and my interpretation came out under the numerology. But before we do that, let me set a precedence here. Now, I am not a soothsayer. I am a spiritual practitioner who's been trained in the art of oracle reading. However, I have gone a little farther and learned all or many of the arts of divination from different geographical areas around the world, which gives me a broader understanding of the culture and how they derive and looking into the cosmic records. And I've been working and practicing and mastering those areas that are predominantly in our culture. Now, you know, I gave you the reading for a culture that was in the African diaspora when we first started this reading, and I gave you something for the family. I'll be using that periodically, because that, I think that was with the Nordic, tablets from the people of Zimbabwe, if I'm not mistaken. However, I will be talking to you from a perspective today of looking at the numerology and the Brazilian divination, which is from Yoruba people in Nigeria. And we know Abuja is the capital of Nigeria, so you can find that right on the map. And we're going to be giving readings on the Brazilian, also known as the Jogo dos Bezos, Brazilian divination. Now, you can call in at your leisure and ask your questions, and I will work with you and give you specifically as much as I can and as clearly as I can see. I am not clairaudio, so I cannot hear in other places what's going on. I'm just using my clear vision to see within the mediums that I will be working with. So I will take a station identification, and I'm going to meet you back in the air, and I ask you to do the same thing and gear up and keep on believing. And what do? Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up and keep on believing.
Yeah.
Hold tight.
Yeah. 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 ASAP. Guess who just came up? From the land of milk and honey where the thing bugs. Rated Mac 11 to a nigga spring up. And it sinks in the ground.
All right. How's everyone doing this evening? Thank you so very much for joining us. And I do love the youngsters. I give them the opportunity of playing their music. And we're hoping to attract the younger generation. Because I haven't told you this, but our focus is on rapturing those young people. Now, I know a lot of you don't go to church. And I know that we may have laid the path for our children to go to church, but they have thrown their hands up and said, what's the use? These people are BSing us. These people are giving us a line, and they can't find a church to go to. Now, I say you create your own elays. I say you start studying your own African traditional belief system. Yes, that's right. There are tons of material out there now on the traditional African religion where you can form your own study groups and have your own elay. And that's what I'm proposing. Right now I have a ministry online called the Ministry of Sherelle M. Garth. That ministry is going to be focused in on an elay, working towards drawing those young men and women who would like to go into the priesthood and who would like to learn about how to become initiated. That's right. I'm going to be working towards that. I can't give you a date. It's in the makings now. We've already put the classroom up. We've done one class that was in a traditional non-denominational method. However, our focus is going to be on the ELA. Going through lessons, modules and lessons to teach you how to become a priest. And we will bring in those specific people to help initiate you. You'll be traveling out in the community, but primarily you have some desk work to do. Yes, when we were in training, there was tons of materials and lessons, and you will have to learn the poetry of the Odus. That's right. And it's very vital that you should understand Odus are memorized. So we're going to help those of you who would like to have a spiritual training session where they can go into groups and go online, get the material, work through it, have discussions, and have a discussion group and somewhere to go. Not necessarily on Sundays, because Yoruba people don't believe in just going to church on Sunday. The training we get is a way of life. You practice it every day. You just don't become a priest on Sunday and become involved with priestly activities on Sunday only. You live out this profession as a priest. And I would like to show a large percentage of you as to how to go into priestly training. So that is something that we're going to, for our next month session, to focus in on talking to the youth. Now, we're not trying to make you change your music. We know some of it needs cleaning up, and we know some of it is not all the way right, but that doesn't mean we're going to box you out. You notice Omi plays some of the hip-hop music. I'm not a fully convinced or fully persuaded hip-hopper, but I do know young people, you have to draw them with love and kindness. And those that win souls are wise. And you, first of all, have to win a soul, draw them in, feed them, and give them what they need in nourishment, and love them back into perfection. And that's what we're going to be doing around here, because we certainly got to pass this training on to the next generation. And I know I want to pass my materials on and showing my young sons what to do when they get ready to bury me and what type of home going ceremony that I want. I don't want nobody pleading over me, jumping up, yelling and screaming. I want them to put me away the way the Africans would do that. And I have to train them and prepare them. And all of you priestess and practitioners. I will also say that we will have orientations. You see my all-new banner on Blog Talk. We will be focusing in on training the practitioner. And the practitioner, not that I know everything, but the practitioner needs training, and they need sabbaticals too. And because we're doing spiritual practitioners' work, you need to go somewhere and get refilled and get training. And as I told you on the essential oils, we're going to be doing the care essential oils, working specifically with practitioners, working on showing them how to become a full healer in the practitioner's line. One of the teachers that will be teaching with us is Jamal Harvey, who is a naturopathic doctor who works with reflexology and iridology and holistic practitioners' work and energy healing. So we're going to have him on staff to work with us as we work with these practitioners, giving them more insight to how to stay healthy so they don't burn out while they're working with all these group therapy and working with the solutions to finding people's problems through oracles. We need to have a way to fill up our filler stations so we don't burn out. And therein lies, on my Blog Talk, you will see the header information that talks about working with babies from the bench. It's an all-new featured information where I've combined my work with my activities of extracurriculum activities. Our main focus is to get those children placed back in their home quickly as possible and preferably with a family member. Our main preference is work with the mental health and illness of those children who might have become further maltreated. Our main purpose is to incorporate literacy. I read. That is the header of my topic now under Omi Inca 7 Tribe. I read, or if I read, meaning resource, education. And if you look at that resource education as well as across the diaspora for those families that may need immediate attention, our services has become a holistic resource and referral center for parent information. So what we are is a parent information center. You can come there and get resources downloaded. So it's not just a place to come and hear music, but it is a resource referral center. So take a look at my new header. Got a little new thing going with the Egyptian woman on it and a little new picture on there of me, and I've changed it from Care to Read to the Ifa Read and Omi Inca 7 Tribe Ifa Read. So remember that when you lock that in. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take another quick station identification. We're going to meet you right back up in the air, so hold tight. We'll be right with you. Hold tight. Stay in the atmosphere and stay connected.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
ASAP. Guess who just came up? From the land of milk and honey where the thing bug. Straight a Mac 11 to a nigga spring up. And it sinks in the grass cause the bitch ain't cut. That lingo that trusted.
All right now, some things have to be cut. All right. I love it when the young guys can keep it clean and say what they mean and mean what they say rather than putting all the excess words in it that are 50 cents and dollar bill words. So, and looking over that, we know that the brothers are trying to get the message across, and that's what language is all about, trying to articulate. And we're going to teach them how to articulate better without using those 50 cents words, so they can use some words that are in higher level quarters, and we can communicate on higher level words. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for being a part of our show. Our number is 646-478-0270. If you can, lock that dial in. And we got an all-new feature screen here, and I am just busy looking all over the screen saying, where is this and where is that? And hopefully I'll get a chance to orientate myself on it on Monday, but not today. So let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. I said I was going to do the first reading on my year, and I've already calculated my year for you, and my year is the 7, and that year stands for the 7 days of creation, and on the 7th day, the Lord rested. Year 7 demands detachment, depends, and reflection. It is a year of some isolation, deliberation, or involuntary. It puts questions to you, and you do not yet have the answers for decisions, actions, or achievements. That will be in year 8. The uneven number 7 relates to the mental, intellectual, and spiritual domain. In this area, you are going to mature. The next category, what you should do. The next category, the pace is slow or up and down. It is a time to study, to look for things, and to understand. Ask yourself what you want. Choose to live your life and question yourself. There is a possibility of escape or traveling in body or mind or of sawing through the bars of your cage. Things to work at. Apart from a sudden transfer, don't be expected to make upward progress. Be original. Think more about yourself than your work. And don't take any fundamental decisions. Escape from it and take a sabbatical year. And you know I'm always talking about sabbatical. As for couples, you are going to ask yourself questions, perhaps about someone else and certainly about yourself. What is the quality of your love and your ties? If you are in doubt, you will bring about a temporary break. If there is a major problem, the break will be final. On your own category, in year 7, the correct way must be followed. So this year, celibacy would be good for you, but look out. Not everything is determined. There is something unexpected in the air. Things to avoid. Don't try to earn money, seize power, or cause a particular situation to happen. Also, it is useless to look ahead or make plans. Year 7 is one of the surprises and unexpected years. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, for year 7. Now, I'm going to do the reading, as I told you, on the Brazilian divination. And if there's anyone out there that would like to call in, the phone lines are open, and our number is 646-478-0270. Now, at a little later date, we're going to bring in our guest, perhaps next Friday, and we will get some health readings. And those readings will be more specific to your questions of health. And if anybody would like to call in now to have a personal reading under the Brazilian divination, please do so. And I'm going to take a minute here to do a reading. Okay. And the reading is Open O Day Anxiety is the title that is up under. Oxum and Ogun speaks. You love pleasure, riches, and an easy life, and you are ambitious, yet you are worried about the future, torn between the desire to act and to let things be, between the desire to change and to stabilize. In love, you will fail if you do not know how to behave. In other fields, you need to have faith. You have strength, but you need to learn how to direct them. And that's the reading for that. Now, let me break down a few things for you. Another thing that the priestess have to be very, very cognizant of is to be a healer. And to be a healer means you have to study the holistic didactics and materials and Kostic records, in addition to what substance you're using, whether it be essential oils, herbs, or what have you, as well as energy healing. So a large portion of us, which we were talking about earlier, who come into becoming who become priests, but they're not practitioners. A priestess can be someone who's just gone through the initiation but has no training. You must have training at healing. How is it that you can throw divination and do Obi as well as do Odu? The Odu would be the solution in describing the poem that you read and helping you to decipher how it fits around your nature. And then you would definitely have to understand what to do if you had to heal and bring about a practitioner's method of healing through herbs or through some holistic method. So a large portion of the priests who have just come out of initiation but have not been trained have to be trained to become healers. So how do you become trained? There are many things that you have to understand when you become a healer. You have to study a large portion of holistic, metaphysical training. And that means energy healing, for one, healing through the natural holistic substance, such as natural holistic items, such as herbs. And some people use tinctures and fusions, but you certainly will have to be a healer if you call yourself a practitioner, the area of being a priest. So a lot of times I tell people I don't like to put my hat on as a priestess because I'm not fully practicing in the way of a community priest. There are community priests that heals and takes care of the community, and then there are priests that actually work in the hospital. I was a priestess because I worked in the hospital with the chaplain, and I walked the corridors with him as we healed people. Yes, I did, and it is documented on the record that I assisted the chaplain in healing. So I became a healer not by force, but by circumstances, and that means I have to study to find out what is required of me to be able to heal. So right now, is to go over to the throne of grace and to acknowledge our ancestors. So if you will just be still with me, because prayer is definitely in order for any priestess that's spending time in the practice. You have to go before the Most High, your Ori, pay homage to Oladun Mare and your Ori. And sometimes I forget to pay homage to my Ori and to your Yeye and Baba. And we want to take some time to acknowledge them today. So hold tight as we go over to the throne.
Peace.
Speaking in tongues when we can barely understand English as a first language. It's vital that we should go further into this religion and learn everything we can about it. I'm a learned woman and an educated woman. And if I can see the beauty and the essence and training in it, many of you should see the same thing. Quit demonizing a religion that was created by a higher force than any religion on this earth. As a matter of fact, the religion of ISIS, which was known as Christianity, came up out of traditional African doggone religion. You must know your history. You cannot decipher these Bibles until you know your history. How could you embrace a book without knowing your history and knowing the timelines or geographical area of who the book is speaking to? Now, I want you to stop this nonsense of trying to tear down the homes and houses of those who would preach on the traditional African religion, especially against Omi. I'm warning you. This is a warning and a command. There is a decree put out. Those that will harm God's anointed, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And as we come forth to heal and to admonish and to direct and guide, our purpose is only to deliver our people and to open doors so their blind eyes may see and deaf ears may be open. So do the prophets no harm. And step aside and let us teach and let us direct and let us guide and let us bring this earth back into balance, because Mother Nature is angry. Because Ishe, the prayers and Mother Earth is angry. And what you see is not natural that's happening to the earth. And where you can clean up the earth, clean it up, and Ishe will be proud and it will go well with you. Because what we are doing to the world is turning it upside down. Those that would speak truth, we are casting them on the outside, demonizing them, and preventing them from coming in the courtyards. And you've got Christians mutilating and beating people and going to war with those in Africa. There is an all-out war against Christians coming into Africa now, converting their people out of traditional Africanism religion. They are coming against the missionary because they do not want them to convert their religion on them and taking their land at the same time. There is a fight, a war going on just as we speak. And they're right. If that land has been traditionally trained through African traditional religion, they have no right bringing the missionaries over there saying that they're cleaning them up. If you can't clean up your own country and convert them to make a difference here, how are you going to go to Africa to make a difference there? Now, you must understand, those are old people. They've been here before, and they understand what is necessary to heal their country. But yet you have blinded them with the Bible. You have oversighted them with the Bible, and you have left them wanting. They're the richest country in the world, but yet they live the poorest because you've drained them of every diamond and oil that you can get. And they will no longer suffer for you to come in their country and to drain Mother Earth on the mammary gland and take all of her resources and then deem her incompetent. That is why I embrace this religion, because what I see happening to Africa and how you're trying to misrepresent it as if it's demonized and if it's no good and that it's wasted, but yet you're there in that country taking up habit, developing your own logistical support so that you can live there. African Americans, you got to wake up. If there's land there that they want to give us an apology for the slavery, let's take it. Let's take it and let's try to help those Africans that are there. Help them to see that they're not just bush people. God has protected them, and God has put them in a protective place where they have lived in spite of all the technology that they don't know. And they are going to prosper. And the African Americans are going to be the ones that will rescue those peasants that are there who don't have a prayer because they put all their faith in the Jesus Christ movement, and now they're lost. They have a shout, glory, hallelujah, time, but they don't have food and they don't have houses. If Jesus is not going to bring them houses and bring them opportunities for technology and advancement, then they may have to give their Jesus back and throw off the Jesus representation and embrace their own traditional gods. Now, you call them false, but what is false gods? And what is false rituals when you practice them every day in the Catholic churches? See, you can't see their religion being traditional and good because you don't know the customs and traditions. You must understand the doggone people were the brightest and smartest star who saw everything from a distance. And they were able to teach you, but yet they're not learned people, and they have not let anyone come into their temples, overturn their temples, or overturn any of their ancestor tables, and they've continued their religion and they've prospered, and they have been teaching you about the Sirius star A and B, but yet you said they're tribal and fetish people. Let's try to look at those people and see what we can learn from them. Let's try to see how we can turn our country around, because the simple-minded people may confirm the wise. And we can come into some real consciousness. They'll probably share the land and their riches and resources with us if we stop stealing so much from them. Well, African Americans haven't had a chance to come over and steal the resources. And that's not what our intention is. Our intention is to align ourselves as the diaspora Africans, Americans go over, is to align ourselves with them to build institution and relationship. But we cannot destroy our religion by looking down on it, African Americans. We cannot look down on it and turn our heads and say those people ought to be converted over to Christianity. Not so, because their customs and traditions have nothing to do with America. And you must understand that. They don't know the Jesus Christ that we know. And to the Africans, he is not the person.